Before you start your wonderful weekend, I have a question. Love is in the air. Yes, it is. I'm going to tell you more right after this. What is love? Does it have a value? That's my question. Or you can say I have two questions in one. That's okay. We're going to be all right. We're going to get through this. When someone says the word love, what comes to mind? You tell me. Maybe some of us have a different definition. Maybe we're not pairing it. Communicating. Maybe love in your territory, where you are, is different from where I am. When someone thinks about love, is it internal, external, spiritual? Does everyone need love? Does everyone have to have love? Do we assign love as a feeling only for some? Is it a personal thing? Well, let's slow down. Some people fall in love, they say. Some people are in love. Some people make love a priority in day-to-day living and in all relationships. Because some say that without love, we wouldn't be able to survive. We would probably be a little off, whatever that means, you tell me. But when you see people, can you really tell if they are about love, if they know what love is, if they have their own meaning of love, and if that meaning is the same? Do we base love upon feelings on the inside that makes us so happy and joyful, patient, kind? Is love demanding? Yes. Outdoor ambience, I love it. But love, when we really can say that we love ourselves, is that enough, or do we need to incorporate all of these other people in our lives and show them love? Well, when we are in a relationship with someone or people, whether it's personal or business, I think we have an obligation. We have a responsibility. And sometimes people, they get angry, they get upset. And I think that is common. It's natural in this life, in this world. Certain things happen. We don't know why. But hopefully we will move on and get over it and learn. But do we expect others to still love us when we constantly do not show them love? When we constantly hurt people, when we constantly harm people, Maybe we really don't know how to love. Maybe we didn't receive love growing up as a child. We had to learn, or we need to learn. I don't know. But if we are around people, and we, let's say we're not ready to be around them, we need to deal with our own self. This person, me, I need to work on this individual, this human being. Because when I'm around people, they're human just like me. And if I do not know how to give love and accept love, then I think that I have a problem with giving and accepting love. When I have a problem with that, maybe it's because someone that I was around that I tried to give love to and accept love from, they rejected. And then another person rejected it. I have all of these people in my life rejecting love. So I grow up in an environment where I really am so confused. I'm rejecting love and I'm not showing love. So we have conflicts. Well, I have conflicts. But see, I need to grow up because I'm not the only one in this world. Do you understand? And if I keep on harming people because of my dependency and control, then I'm causing myself and other people problems. You see, because what my mother did and what my father did, and or what my grandmother and grandfather and mother and father, sisters and brothers and cousins, what all of these people did, they rejected me. They harmed me. They hurt me. I need to deal with that because people outside of that circle have nothing to do with that. So then what is love? So sometimes we're in a relationship and we think it's okay to be immature, harm people, hurt them, use them, abuse them, take them through so much, and we expect them to love us. But we feel as though with our problems, we don't have to love them. We don't have to respect them because we have problems in our lives. So people just need to understand that we have problems. That's all to it. And I don't need to work on myself. I don't need to change because of the problems that I'm having. I expect other people just to understand. That's it. And I can't give love and I can't receive love. I put up a roadblock, a stop sign. All of these problems. So what kind of relationship am I in? What kind of people am I around? People are gonna keep accepting my abnormalities, my dysfunction. And I think that, yes, they are supposed to. We're all in this together. Oh, really? I'm supposed to go all out of my way, roll out the red carpet, feed people grapes, rub their back, scratch their head, massage them, buy them clothes, pay their bills, be there whenever they need me, They can slap me in the face? Steal from me? Call me 3-letter words and 4-letter words and 5-letter words mean? Cause me pain, scars, black eyes, embarrass me in public, help me ruin my credit, help me get evicted. Now people think that something is truly wrong with me. There is, because I'm allowing this to continue. These are the people that I'm around, and I am accepting it. I'm going along with it. And I'm learning how to behave. Just like them. I'm in the circle now. I'm on in there. Yes, we all family. Love. I can give it. And people can trample all over it. Call me stupid. But I'm still supposed to love them. But they don't have to love me. They don't have to give me love. Nothing. But when I'm down and out and gave all the love that I could give, spent nights crying, wondering why I'm not getting love in return. No love. Why are people just, it seems like they are rejecting my friendship, my love, my kindness. I'm being treated so cruel. I don't think I deserve it. It's the world we live in. And no one has to love me, but I have to love them. So I'm becoming a person that's really looking for love. Maybe in all the wrong places. But maybe I should start loving me first. And if I can start doing that, maybe that is the perfect beginning. Telling myself that I'm worthy to be loved. That's right. And I'm not going to accept being mistreated, used, and abused. And what do I get? I need to make some changes. Because the people that do not know the definition of love, they did not grow up in an environment where they were taught, nurtured, embraced, respected. Those are people that I have no control over, right? And let them go get the help that they need, because I'm not a nurturer. I'm not a miracle worker. I didn't create human beings. I didn't lay out the plan, the map. So I really don't know what to do for them, but I know what I can do for me. And people sometimes talk about people that do not want to continue to let them drain all of the love that they have. Oh, yes. They're gonna get back at you. There's some people like that. Oh, so you just gonna leave me? You just gonna stop? You ain't gonna be my friend no more? Oh, so you're going to find you somebody else. Oh, I got your number. Okay, yeah. What goes up must come down, honey. I got something for you. Just watch and see. Oh, really? So because you have a problem with accepting me or someone else for who they really are, they need their space. They need time to grow. They need time to develop. They need time to work some things out right now in their life. And they need space. They don't have time right now to spend with you and share that love with you right now because there's some things going on inside of them that they need to deal with. And it's really nothing personal. But no, some people have to make it personal. Maybe it's because they are confused about what love is. Love isn't revenge. Love is not retaliation. Love is not abuse. But that goes back to what we were saying. Many of us, I gotta love me. And I need to learn how to love others. And if they have a problem, maybe it's because of their environment, their relationships, their education, their training, their experiences, right? And it's up to them whether they want to change or not, continue that cycle. It's up to them if they want to get help, therapy, grow up. But as far as I'm concerned, if I want to love, love is there. If I want to reach that point in life where I could share love. Love myself. What's wrong with that? If I'm in a relationship and the only thing I can do is receive love, so cold. Oh my gosh. I really need to stop and really examine what I'm doing to myself. Because if I continue to push people away, when all of they are doing is showing love. And what do I mean by pushing them away? I'm so mean to them. I'm harming them. It's a problem. I don't have to be in a close relationship with anyone if I choose not to. And maybe I'm not ready for a close relationship. Maybe I'm not ready for marriage. Maybe I'm not ready for dating. Maybe I'm trying to work on me. But does that give someone the right to disrespect me? To abuse me? To harass me? To try to force me to be into a relationship to love them? To try to make me feel the way that they feel because that's what they want? To try to make me have children because that is what they want? To try to make me move in with them and be their partner because that is what they want? They want that kind of love. They want that kind of relationship. And that is probably what they're used to. That's the kind of love that they were taught to accept. That's maybe their definition of love, but it doesn't have to be mine. Love shouldn't be forced. It shouldn't be manipulated. No one should be coerced into love. Right? Love is not trickery or deceit. And true love, really, is not one-sided. It's not up to one person whether that relationship is going to be loving surrounded and incorporated with the love. Because when you're in a relationship, it's not all about you. It's not all about me. It's not all about them. It's about everyone. So, what is love then? Is love confusion about what love is? I can tell myself and others one thing. Love is not going to make you cry. Love is not going to make you suffer. Love is not going to make you unhappy. Love is not going to make you feel guilty. Love is not going to make you lower yourself. Love is not going to make you harm yourself. Love is not going to make you disrespect yourself. Love is not going to make you accept harassment and bullying. Love is not going to make you feel as though people have a right to make you feel unloved. I'll be back. I'm back with you. It's Thursday. That's right. Tomorrow is Friday. The weekend is coming up. Wonderful things are happening all around the world. We must keep a smile on our face because we know things get better. And we must love regardless. Because you know what? In this world that we are living in, we didn't create the beginning, the creation. So it's not our problem, right? Just love ourselves the best we can. Get over it, get beyond, and understand that we're human, only human. We're not super machines. And so when we find love, we will know. When we find the special someone, or persons, however you want to put it, we will know. Whether we're married, unmarried, dating, just single, love is still love. It doesn't make me a better person if I choose not to be incorporated with someone or any group. It doesn't make me love less. Because what other people think and feel, it doesn't determine how I love. Because I should be in control of my destiny and the love in me and the love that I want to share. So when someone has an offer and they say that they love, or they want to share love, oh really? It's up to me whether I want to accept that or not. But I really need to understand the definition, the true meaning of love. And until I really come to grips with that, I'll probably still have a question, and that is, what is love? Does love have a value? And I'll be waiting for an answer. The answer is inside of me, right? If I would just stop and take notice. Have a wonderful rest of this summer, 2021. May peace and love be with you.